Thank you for joining us for episode 53. Guess who it is?
Guess who?
Yeah, how y'all doing, ladies? How you doing, Walter? How you doing, D?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, D?
I fucking made it here tonight.
Hey, Cody didn't get mad at us with that last episode, did he?
I don't think he's listened to it yet.
Wow.
No, he's behind.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are trying something new on I Am Astrology Readings podcast. And the idea is brought to you by our very own D. Thank you, D, for, bringing that. Hopefully, we don't embarrass ourselves.
I think y'all do great.
All right. But before we get into that, let's lay out the weather for the week. Yesterday was Sunday, so we began the week with the moon in Cancer. By the time we reach Saturday and you're waking up on Saturday morning, you'll be waking up to a moon in Libra. And it'll stay there for the remainder of the weekend. And this week it will make aspects to Chiron twice, Mars, Pluto, Jupiter twice, Jupiter and Uranus in a square. When it goes through Virgo, it's going to hit Mars and Mercury. Then, where is it at now? Leo. And Leo, it will hit a retrograding Venus and we will have the new moon in Leo.
Oh no.
Yeah. New moon in Leo. This is an interesting new moon, y'all, because
it's a lion's gate, isn't it?
No, that was the other day. This new moon is going to be conjunct a retrograding Venus. The sun will also square Uranus this week. And Mars will trine Mars will trine Uranus right after the new moon, like not too long after. So this is going to be an interesting week. But today, something happened today. Venus is trying Chiron. Walter, any thoughts on Venus trying Chiron? What do you think could come up with Venus trying? You the Chiron lady for us.
I'd say probably feeling some sort of maybe relief, or feeling some sort of catharsis around a relationship with a woman, relationship with women around you, or just relationships in general, knowing where you stand, taking a stand.
Could we have growth in with a woman through a painful experience?
I guess you could say growth, but I would always put growth with the squares. Trines are a little easier.
Trine is of Jupiter energy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you put Jupiter energy of Trine to Venus to Chiron, what do you, any thoughts?
Well, I cannot speak for the entire collective, but I'll give you an example, and this is something that I think you'll agree with.
All right.
We were in your stream today,
okay.
And I was able to see a woman in a way where it made me see myself differently from like the past, like Walter from a few years ago. I was able to see her in a different light. In a way where I could see how the audience was, not vibing with this person. Mm-hmm. And I could kind of see how the audience in my own personal life may not have vibes with some of the things that I was saying at the time as well.
I guess that was an epiphany moment for you.
It was kind of epiphany, like, yeah, for me. So moments like that, like, you know, that have to deal with, like, you know, either a woman in your life or some sort of relationship, probably something to do around kids or, like, you know.
Hey, D, Venus is trying Chiron today. Anything happen to you today?
Yes. I know y'all already know what happened. First I want to say, like, Venus trying Chiron, like, Chiron's like the wounded healer, right? I don't know too much about Chiron.
All right.
But, like, trying Venus, so, like, in, like, an ease of an old wound, maybe, or something like that.
I can see that.
Venus being, like, the aesthetic one, like, maybe, like, healing through art.
Mm.
Or music.
All right.
I have another example.
Which has nothing to do with what happened to me today. My thing was a lot more, I guess, Leo, like, more energy.
Well, we are at the halfway mark. We are at the halfway mark of Venus retrograding through Leo with about 20 more days left. So
we're right in the middle.
Well, yeah, we're right smack dab in the middle of Venus retrograde Leo.
I mean, I kind of feel like that, yeah. So, do you want to hear my story?
Sure. Yeah.
So, you got to get into my skin real quick. So, like, I'm running water to get in the bath, and it's almost full, but not quite. So, I get in anyway, and I'm waiting for the water to, like, be all the way full. It's not too long after I get in. So then I go to turn it off, and I turn it all the way off, and it just keeps running at full blast, like I didn't do anything. So it's just running and running and running, and I can't get it to turn off. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll take a bath, just like real quick. So I do, but I have to, like, let the water start draining while I'm in there, because it's getting too full now, and it just keeps going. Every once in a while, I keep trying the handle, like pushing it in, trying to get it to, like, catch or something. It won't turn off. I'm letting it drain. It's not overflowing. It's going down the drain. It's not clogged, but it just keeps running. I open the wall to get in there. I cannot find the valve for the water shut off at all. But I opened the wall, like, with screws. Like, it's not easy. Like, I had to get all these tools out. I had to find the right piece. So then I go and check the sink, like, under the sink, like, maybe it's connected somehow. I try the valves in the sink. Nope. I try the toilet, just grasping at straws, like, I'm gonna turn this off. Nope. Still not working. I have to go outside to the front, like, to turn the water off for the whole house, just to get this water to turn off. I'm freaking out. My kids are following me around, like, they're handing me shovels. Oh, I need a shovel because I opened the thing to turn off the water to the house, and it's full of dirt, and I have to dig with my bare hands looking for the valve. A neighbor, thankfully, shout out to the neighbor who saw me and wanted to help me, because I said I needed help. Yes, please. I don't know what to do. So we're both digging, and we finally find the valve, and it finally turns off, and I'm like, oh my God, all this just to try to take a bath. So, like, Venus being retrograde is all I was going to comment on, not it being trying Chiron, but just Venus retrograde. I see, like, the like, things going awry in self-care, because Leo is very, like, the pampered one. And so, like, by the end of this, I need another bath, but now I have no water. And then I have to do it all over again. I'm, like, mostly clean.
Where's Venus for you in your chart?
It is in Capricorn. So I had to work. I got work. I got put in work just to relax, just to get the Epsom salts. Because I regularly use Epsom salts because I have, like, chronic illnesses. So it really helps with muscle pain. Everything went wrong.
Aren't you a Pisces?
Yeah. Water.
Mars and Mercury are in Virgo right now.
Mars and
opposing your sun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm like even too busy to like know what the current climate of the stars is right now. So thanks for filling me in.
And the moon just left Cancer, your fourth, and going into Leo.
But it left really early this morning.
It's been a hell of a day, y'all. Like, I won't get into the rest of it, but that one like really stuck out to me as like just things going wrong or backwards. Things going backwards in the areas of self-care. I don't know if anyone else can relate to that the past few weeks.
As in, you went to go get a haircut and they cut too much off?
Something, yeah.
Went to go take
care of yourself, went to go get your nails done, went to go get a massage, get your feet rubbed, get, you know, pedicure, whatever.
Went to go get your hair dyed blonde and you walk out and it's purple.
And every step along the way is like, it just deviates you. All these detours, like, now this shit went wrong, so now I gotta do this, and now that shit went wrong too, so now I gotta do this. Huh. All because you want to take care of yourself. All just because you're trying to do your body right.
So, with all that being said, we got the new moon on the 16th. Retrograde Venus. This retrograding Venus is going to be conjunct this new moon. And so, it's intention setting time for people. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on what should intentions be around? What do you think? Any thoughts?
I mean, generally, Venus and Moon conjunctions sound like they're very like easygoing times. Like, but with Venus being retrograde and after the day I just had,
I'm thinking maybe New Moon in Leo about fun and creativity. And maybe setting intention on being more fun, like with inside of relationships, finding fun in relationships again. Mm-hmm. How's that sound to you, Walter?
I go the taking a risk route.
All right. How so?
So
would that be taking a risk on like something creative, or taking a risk on love, or
just taking a risk on something that you really, you know, want or desire, or even taking a risk on, you know, having the power in some situation.
It's interesting that you said something about power just now, because the last thing I wanted to say is, any thoughts on Sun square Uranus this week?
Well, I'm feeling it, but you know, to go back to the Venus trine Chiron today, I had another situation, which was relationship wise, where I felt, you know, inside me, like I finally had the guts to express something that I was holding back, you know, about the relationship, and obviously. It took some courage to like stand up and like say it, you know, but like it was building up and it finally came out. And I know it's not the last of it, but it's definitely the beginning of letting it go.
And now here's a question. Do you think this is affecting you a little bit more since your Chiron is in Leo?
Yeah, I think so.
And I put the Chiron in your first house, right? Right now.
Yeah, it's getting closer to my ascendant. But the sun square Uranus is gonna cause a lot of pressure. And I don't think just personally, but collectively, there feels to be there's a lot of pressure going on right now.
You know that. That fire in Hawaii, I've kind of seen that as Sun square Uranus.
Oh yeah, I was just about to mention that.
And Venus retrograde in Leo. Because Venus is also squaring Uranus. Just retrograde.
That's true.
Yeah. So I feel like, so for example, like goods, you know, goods and services. Inflation supposedly is like gone down like a few percentages, but food seems to be the thing that most people are spending most of their money on right now, especially this month.
It's really high right now.
Yeah, I read this thing how like people have stopped, like there's been a halt in China's economy because people are buying less things, you know, especially things that are made in China. But now what people are doing the most of is, instead of like buying goods, people are buying experiences, and they're like getting out of here and traveling and doing a bunch of things.
Yeah,
so that's very, that kind of feels to me very
dig into what do you mean by buying experiences?
Like going to a concert, booking a flight, going you know.
Why do you think that there's a shift there?
Well, I mean, the pandemic.
I was right about to say
that pandemic had everybody, you know, shut down inside, locked
away. With their things.
Which a lot of people bought. Yeah, and then what happened was there was this fury of buying a lot of things during the pandemic because we thought we were going to, you know, not have anything. And now that, you know, life seems to be a little bit back to normal, everyone's like, no, fuck it, I'm going to book it. Like, everyone's... The one thing, the one sector that has made a huge impact in terms of economic growth has been the travel sector, the travel industry. Mm-hmm. Tourism.
Do you think that would be, hey, let me go visit this place before we get locked down again?
I think some people are really having that type of mentality, but also I think some people are exhausted of being home.
And the working from home. Nah, a lot of people working from home.
Yeah, someone told me that there's a new statistic that just came out that instead of people spending, so like before we'd spend 8 hours away from our house, you know, and in the office, and now we're spending 8 hours more at home.
The office, you could forget drive time and traffic and everything along the way.
All right. Exactly. Truth be told, I am someone who works from home, and I'm gonna tell on myself. The other day, I was so bored that I made 3 laps around Walmart just sightseeing.
Just because.
Just because. Just to be out the house.
Yeah.
It happens.
So I know what y'all mean.
My oldest child she's really social, so she wants to get out of the house just to get out of the house. Just like dad's just gonna go to Walgreens real quick and, you know, like just there and back. She's like, I just want to get out of the house.
You know what you kind of feel like? Remember when you first got your driver's license and you would just love for your parent to send you to the store just so you could drive?
Oh yeah. Practice driving.
Hey, you sure? Hey, we don't need nothing. You sure?
I can go get it. See, I have my license.
Yeah, that's the mentality. So that's pretty much the weather. I did say Mars gonna try and Uranus. If y'all got anything for that, if not, we can go ahead and move on with the D.
Oh, yeah.
So explain us, D. What are we about to do?
So I am going to send you guys a chart.
Actually, if you coming to think about it, if you give me the details, I could pull the chart up on here and I could just share it on the screen.
Well, I'm sending it to you right now. Maybe you can pull this up on the screen, or do you want me to email?
No, you can. You can.
I can't wait. I'm excited. It feels like trivia.
So while that's coming in, the idea of this.
So
they have no other information other than the chart. There's not a name on the chart. There's not date of birth. There's nothing. There's no.
So are me and Walter competing? Is this a game show?
Oh no! I mean, we could make it.
Let's connect.
You know, I like Wheel of Fortune.
You know,
I
Walter
like
Jeopardy, wants to make it a competition. She's like, get for it. I'm gonna win, Paul.
Wait, so we don't get a date of birth?
You don't get a date of birth.
Oh, I got
you get
this.
A time. You I get got nothing, this. Just the chart.
This is perfect. This is what I've been training for.
I can't pull this up and show it on the screen if without no time and date.
Yes, you can, because
just put the photo up there.
We don't need a time and date. We know the transits. I know Uranus transits and Jupiter transits.
Well, I mean, now I got to email it to myself to like pull it. All right.
So while you do that,
email it. D, go ahead and email it.
I got it. I just gotta, you know. Go ahead and set it up, D.
So the inspiration for this is long time ago, before maybe I was married, but at least 10, 12 years ago. Damn, I've been married a long time.
Damn, it's been a minute.
Shout out to my boo. So long time ago, I can't remember where I watched this, but I saw a court case of a trial. There was a trial in 1914, I believe. They were trying this woman for fortune telling. Fortune telling was illegal at the time, and they brought her to court for fortune telling. They brought her to court for reading astrology charts. So the judge, I guess, I don't know, in order to like prove that she was a phony or something, brought her a chart with no information, just the chart. And she reads the chart to a T, and even predicts the death, that it would be an early death, like they would die young and it would be by water. It just so happened to be the judge's son who happened to pass away, I don't know how long ago, a year ago maybe, like kind of early. And he had died by a swimming accident, by drowning. So like she was arrested three times for the same thing, and all three times like it was like unsuccessful, like she won, I guess. It just says that they were unsuccessful. So this judge goes as far as to quote that Adams raises astrology to the dignity of an exact science in court.
It is okay. So I already have an idea. This is around Paul's year. This person was born around Paul's year.
Okay.
Paul, you were born in 1970.
Yeah, okay, for the chart that I sent to you.
Yeah, Paul was born.
All right, well, hold your horses, though. Right.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell y'all if you're right or wrong. Like,
born April.
We're just going to read this man or woman's life.
They're born 19. They're born April 14, correct?
Can you see it?
Yes, yeah. I can see it.
April 14, right, D?
All right, so.
I'm not going to give y'all any information. We're just going to read this chart.
All right, okay. So.
We're just going to read this person's chart and just tell their life. And at the end, like once we've interpreted a good amount for the show, it's not in the show right away. Right? Okay, so back to my lady. All right,
let me describe what I'm seeing.
In the court case, her name was Evangeline Adams. So she is the inspiration for I guess this court case technically was the inspiration for this. I wanted to see how much we could tell about this person's life. And the only information that you get is the chart, and also that this person is a celebrity or well-known figure. Like well-known public figure.
This person's a celebrity and a well-known public.
I figured we should keep it to celebrities, just so like.
All right.
To make it interesting for the people at home who don't know, you know, like my cat's birth chart, or you know, like.
All right. So, let me describe what I'm looking at.
So we can all relate.
All right. So the chart I'm looking at is. An Aquarius rising with a...
No, is it an Aquarius rising, D?
Yes.
It's a Placidus chart. It's Aquarius rising 13 degrees.
Okay. Yes. Sun in Aries, Moon in Sagittarius. You have Mercury in Taurus retrograde. You have Saturn in Taurus retrograde. You have Venus in Pisces. You have Mars in Capricorn.
Moon in Sag.
Moon in Sag. Jupiter in Sag. Neptune in Sag. I think you're right, Walter. This person is close to my age.
They're older than you. So they're born in the 60s.
And for the people at home, we can tell this because of the outer planets and where they are and what's
going on. And that's why I was saying I have Neptune and Jupiter together like that. I have Jupiter at like 1 degree and Neptune's like at 0 degrees.
Damn, D, you made this a little hard for me.
So
I made it what? I made it hard for you?
Yeah.
So, let me see. What's the first day of Aries?
March 21st. This person 21st, was born.
Wait. So March 21st. How many days? Let's
April
count.
14.
So that'd be what's 25 days after March 21st?
April 14.
So this person's born on April 14th.
Yes, April 14 in the 60s.
With that north node at 21 degrees, Aquarius. It takes the north node 18 months to travel through one sign, and I have it at 13 degrees, and this person's at 21.
Right, but remember
hold on. I'm about to tell you. I actually was talking to somebody a couple of months before me, and I thought they Saturn was in it was in Gemini, but this person was an Aries, and their Saturn was in Taurus, which made me think, my Saturn is retrograde at 6 degrees.
Right, but remember that the north node starts from 29 degrees and it goes to zero.
Yes. So, this person was born before me.
So this person was born either in 68, 69, 70, around there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But Saturn enters...
When you said 60s, I didn't want you to think early 60s.
Saturn enters Taurus April 29, 1969.
All right. So
we have a window from 69 to 71 around there.
All right. Now, this person's Aquarius rising with Saturn in Taurus in the third. So I'm, fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercury in the fourth.
Third on Placidus, it is in the third.
Yeah, I'm mentally putting it in a whole sign for myself.
D, is this a like a celebrity in terms of actors, actresses, or well, can it also be singers?
I was about to say a singer.
Person.
A singer?
I'm thinking a singer.
Well, that's what I want y'all to look at is like look at the placements, like about the placements. Like you're doing a lot of
Walter's trying to fish for food.
You're just trying to get to the end too fast. Like I thought we could
slow that area.
Talk about them and say like, okay, when they were a kid, they did these things, and then maybe they developed blah blah blah. Yeah. And that's what I'm looking for, like to make this relatable for the people at home who might or might not have these placements or know someone who has those placements.
So to me. this person will have the
like
sun.
What sticks out to you the most, I guess?
The most?
Yeah, like, I guess just to get it going.
Well, why did I say this is a singer? Maybe because a whole sign that Taurus stuff would be in the fourth house, but Placidus moves to the third. And so if I bring third house topics into the fourth house, and looking at the sign of Taurus, and I know Taurus rules the throat. I do know a lot of Taurus singers. And so I'm wondering if this is like a person that's like in a singing group.
But they also have Moon, Jupiter, and Neptune in Sag, so it could also be movies. And they have a grand trine in Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she asked me what stood out to me.
And Venus in Pisces. And
if that stands out, that could stand out to you, but what stood out to me first was that.
You said now, a grand trine between
Saturn, Pluto, and Mars.
Saturn, Pluto, Mars.
And also Venus. So for me, Venus and the Sag planets are giving me film vibes.
All right. But, all right. I got you.
Plus, wait. So, Placid, so whole sign with all those, would that Virgo placement be in the ninth? No.
No, it'll be in the eighth. That Pluto in the eighth, that'll be Pluto in the eighth, Virgo. And then the ninth house would be
Saturn. Or sorry, Libra.
Yeah, that'll be so. And then you got Jupiter and Neptune up there, and it'll be in the 11th of 11. groups. So this person could be someone who's inspirational to groups.
Or Placidus in the 10th, like they make a career out of what you just said.
Yeah. Now this is a day birth. I mean a night birth. And that Mars exalted in Capricorn in the 12th. What's that say to you, Walter? And that Mars exalted in Capricorn in the 12th is going to rule the 10th and the Sun in the third house. Just somebody now you might be right, Walter. It would you say ninth house? I mean, 12th house is film.
I would say so. Film, and then I would say could they maybe take on roles that are very militant like?
Mm.
Like maybe they were very militant about it, about like their process.
They could be militant about it, or if for example this was a movie star or a movie celebrity, maybe most of the roles that they're in are, you know, militant, like very like authoritative roles.
Police.
The police, cops. You're right.
Chasing cops and robbers type shit, gangster movies and shit like that.
Damn, D, you got me looking, girl. oh.
So.
Okay, go ahead.
But, no, you go ahead.
But like, stay on Mars in the 12th. Like, forget Capricorn.
What question, question, qu- question, question. Can we guess if we figure it out?
I don't know. Like, would that end the show?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, we could break down that person's life and see, you know, how we could.
Yeah, like let's break it down.
All right. That Sag Moon. And the Moon rules.
How about like we do all this? And then at the end, you each get one guess, and then I will reveal who it is.
The Moon rules the sixth house.
Is that fair? Mm-hmm.
It's daily routine and health.
That's not who I thought it was.
What were you saying, Paul?
I'm looking at that Moon and Sag, and it's ruling the sixth house.
What does that say to you?
Sixth house could be subordinate, somebody who works under somebody or something. Or somebody who has people that work under them.
I mean, everything you guys are saying so far is
And then the sun rules that person's seventh house of relationships, and the sun is in Aries. This person's gonna have a very kind of you know,
frustrating.
So, huh?
Frustrating?
No. Well, direct type of communication, I guess.
Yeah, Aries is very blunt and direct.
But it's all that Aries sun would be squaring that Capricorn, that's Mars in Capricorn at 12. So we got a square from the 12th to the 3rd, Walter. I'm going to pictures now, because you know that 12th house could be 12th house to the 3rd would be telling stories with pictures.
So
could it be using imagery to message?
So I'm thinking 1971. I'm actually thinking Paul's age. And it's not 14. It's not April 14th. It would be April 16th.
The 25th day of Aries this year.
No.
I know. I just want to give like a round. Like this.
This is what I want you to do. Count 20. Go from the first day of Aries and count 25 days.
Yeah, the 25th day of Aries this year is April 13th. So, like, it could vary between April 13th, April 14th, April 15th. Like, it shifts a little every year. That's all.
It's definitely 1971 in April. It's an actor, or I'm thinking it's an actor born in 1971. April 1971.
It is a famous person.
How old are you? It's the same. It's your same age.
No. I was going to ask about a person, but I think he's older than me. I was going to ask how old is Tom Cruise.
Walter just wants to skip to the ahead. Yeah, like, I want to know.
But it ain't
him. Sagittarius moon. You just want to get to the point. Yeah. But the point of this is to interpret this chart.
I get you.
He's 61.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's too old.
So to me, the thing that stands out the most to me about this person's chart is like, Sun is exalted in Aries. Venus exalted in Pisces. Mars exalted in Capricorn. Like, she has a lot of
Jupiter in the rulership, its own rulership in Sagittarius.
It's a she.
I knew I was going to do something to give it away. It's a person there.
Okay, I'm gonna hold it until the end. I got it now.
So, and then also like the Mars in the 12th house, like Mars severs, right?
Yeah.
Is it that D?
So I don't know. I want y'all to say stuff.
Well, like, okay. I'll just say this. Okay. So you pointed out Venus being
I just want to point out that this person has a lot of exalted planets like working in their favor.
Okay. I'm about to, if y'all let me get down, goddamn. You just brought up Venus, so I was about to say Venus rules the ninth house of beliefs and philosophy and life, high learning, foreign. So, you know, and Venus rules the fourth house of home, family, and roots. And it's in Pisces in the second.
All right.
So yeah. So what does that mean out, that they do?
No, I'm just saying they could have money. The person okay. probably got money, right? And okay. I also now how did it? I wonder if they got money from dealing with some family shit, or or you know, going across, doing something foreign to them, or going across seas. Oh, wait. Ninth house could be marketing.
Well, they're a celebrity, so for sure they have money.
Well, I'm just speaking to the Venus in the second.
I want to say, was this person really different? Like, did they stand out from their peers?
Wait, hold up. So, I know ninth house is marketing. And then, you put the Sagittarius stuff in the 11th of people, right? And then you got I'm starting to wonder, ooh, if this person might be like a model type stuff, because Sagittarius rules the legs and thighs.
Yeah. Yes. Now I want to ask, is this person alive or dead?
This person could be alive or dead.
But
point is not to guess who the point is to do what Evangeline Adams did, and like then, tell what this person's life was about, and then I'll tell you everything you guys have said so far, and I'm sure up until the end you guys are like getting it. And
Walter, pretty much she's asking us to
delete and quit googling stuff.
And basically she wants us our thought process on delineating.
Yeah.
And not just guess it. And so that's what I'm actually sitting up here doing.
I'm sorry, my Jupiter and Virgo can't help this.
No, it's your moon and sad. You just want to get to the point. Like, I don't even know who it is.
But I will just say this. This person also the Venus being exalted in Pisces, and if it's a female, she could be pretty. That's another reason why I started leaning toward, I wonder if this person could be a model or something. Because the second is going to be squared to the 11th of groups. And so could connecting with groups bring her money?
Yeah.
Yes.
But like foreign groups because of Sag and Venus and Pisces.
Yes.
This person is foreign.
I wonder if this person's gay.
I mean, I guess it depends on where you're from, but yeah.
I wonder if this person's gay.
I don't think so.
Why not? Come on, yeah. Let's have some fun.
I don't know. Well, because Mercury and Saturn.
Yeah, but Mercury rules the 5th, and it's Gemini. And the 8th of sex.
But it's in Taurus, though.
Yeah, but this person is...
And, and that Mercury is under the beams of the sun. And being a night bird, yeah.
So Mercury being under the beams of the sun...
Means... She might have hid some shit about her love relationships or a kid.
Yes. I just saw Dee's mouth.
This is like really hard for me to like.
It's really hard for me because I already know what it is.
Well, who the fuck is it?
Can I say it?
Yeah, sure. I guess so.
I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to ruin the game.
No, I mean, I'm pretty much just talking about the chart. I mean, hey, this person got.
No, you got it all on point. D, can I say who it is?
Yeah, go ahead and say.
Hey, this person, okay. Right? I wonder if this person. Wait, hold on.
I don't think Paul knows who it is anyway.
I don't know who the fuck this is.
I don't think you do.
Oh, they may not even be in my genre.
No, they're not. But a lot of the listeners that are probably listening will know. It's Selena. It's Selena. And Mars in the 12th, she got shot by her manager. Over what you just said, over Taurus being under the beams of the sun, over money.
Mm-hmm.
Her manager shot her. And she did hide. If you ever watched the Selena movie, she hid her relationship with the drummer in her band from her dad.
Yeah.
Her dad brought her to like stardom, her and her group of bandmates.
The militant process to her work, yes. Like her dad like was very militant about, yes. Like every day, rehearse every day, like all the time. Everything is for your career. Everything we do is so that you can shine.
And she was Mexican. So she became famous at a time when like nobody wanted to fuck with Mexico, you know? Like she was like a foreign star.
She brought Mexican music here, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like
Tejano, right? Spanish,
Tejano specifically. You don't know who Selena is, Paul?
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Bitty bitty bum bum. Bitty 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 bum bum. And look at her. Look, show a picture of her. She's known for her model-esque body. Like she's got the thighs, the butt, everything. She used to wear these corsets that were like really, really tiny, and she had a beautiful body.
Mm-hmm.
She was very beautiful. If you ever watched the Selena movie,
in the film, you said that like she was probably in film and she did music videos, like the singing, like all of that.
And she knew she. There's a
wait. Didn't I say something about a family? Didn't she sing with the family?
She sang with the family. The whole band was her family.
Yeah, the whole band was her family.
Her dad was her boss, her manager. I don't know the person.
Wait, hold on.
When she got more famous, the lady that they hired to be her manager, that's who shot her.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they hired her to be her manager. Okay, I just didn't realize.
What was up with her mom?
What was up with her mom? I don't think her mom was in the band.
Where was
her
she?
Her mom designed her costumes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Her mom designed her costumes.
So,
Can you pull her up so you can see her?
No, the reason I was asking is because sometimes the mom could be the fourth house, and the dad could be the dad could be the fourth, and the mom could be the tenth, right? So.
The dad was really strict.
Yeah, so I was going to say, but in this way, it looks like it's flipped. The mom might be Venus in a second in Pisces. That's why I asked, what was the mom? And you said she designed her costume. That would be Venus exalted in a second. Mm-hmm. And then the dad is Mars. Because her 10th house would be Scorpio. Scorpio is ruled by Mars. And Mars is over there in Capricorn. And you say her dad was very militant. He ran the family like a military drill sergeant, right?
Ran her whole life. Like,
yeah.
Everything.
But also Dee said it earlier that Mars cuts and severs and that's that was like the irony, like when she died it was so tragic because her manager shot her and everyone was like, what the fuck? She had the most beautiful voice.
I was looking for the like 12th house being like your hidden enemies and like Mars is there.
Yeah.
Like you're being killed by like, and like she was her friend.
Yeah, it was
her.
Yeah, but
watch this.
This, remember I said the people work under you?
Mm-hmm.
Is the sixth house?
Yeah.
Well, from it with the moon being in the 11th house, to the sixth house, it's a blind spot. It's an aversion. And she couldn't see this lady under her, you know what I'm saying? Would that be Jupiter and Neptune up there? She couldn't see that.
Delusion. Yeah.
Yeah. That person next to her was Jupiter and Neptune, like delusional, and wanted to be her or something.
Yeah. And like the moon in her 11th house, like she didn't really have friends. So like she saw Yolanda as like her one only friend because she was on tour all the time. Like she didn't have time to have friends. Like that was a big thing for her.
Also, it
being deluded by...
Wait. Did she try to steal money from him?
Yeah, yeah, it was over money. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so Jupiter rules her second house too, of money.
And it also squares. So there's a T-square right here between the moon, Venus, and Pluto.
And she also has Chiron and Aries.
She was born in your year. You were right. She was born in 1971.
Hey, there's somebody that be on the live that's an Aries that shocked me when they said they had Saturn and Taurus. I could have swore. Hey, if they would have bet me, I would have lost the bet.
Well, Saturn was moving pretty fast that year. Also, another thing about her, which goes really well with her North Node in the first in Aquarius and also her Aquarius rising, she had performances that would fill, like there weren't even stages or arenas. They were like these backcountry performances. Like she would just, like they would just put her up on a stage and like her band would be behind her, you know, and she would like sing and dance. She had performances where people were super, super loud and she would quiet them with her voice. Like that was what was powerful and impressionable about her. Her voice was so strong that she would quiet the entire crowd.
All right. So she's a night birth, which means Saturn is not her friend. And if Saturn is a chart ruler, what does that mean? She's Saturn and Taurus in the fourth. And so in all actuality, her downfall was staying with her family.
Well, afterwards she kind of started to leave the family a little bit.
Okay, what I meant by that is, do you think she could have been a bigger star if she would have left the family, the group and all, and just went on as a solo?
Absolutely. She was on her way. She was on her way to stardom, and the lady killed her.
What's that 21 degrees in the first house?
The North Node.
And what's that 21 degrees in Taurus?
Oh, it's a square. Yeah, it's squaring.
That's why I'm saying that. So what is Aquarius about? Detachment. Detaching?
Yeah.
Detaching from who?
She had a hard time detaching from her family. From her comfort. The lady also killed herself, by the way. She killed Selena first, and then she killed herself.
I don't think so. I think she just got out of jail.
Really? I thought she had killed herself.
I think Cody was telling me that the other day, that she just got out of jail.
Google it real quick.
Or maybe she would have just gotten out. I don't know. You were talking about her family, Paul. The band after she died is a really popular Spanish band now. You probably don't know them, but or maybe
she was killed at 23 during a 12 house perfection year.
Oh shit.
That sucks. Dang. She was shot and then she died. She died in 1995.
Mm.
Hold on, I'm looking up by Yolanda.
The
president of her fan club. Yolanda was the president of her fan club.
Yeah, I didn't think she was her manager.
You're right, D. Her dad, Abraham, was her father and manager. But he was the one that appointed Yolanda as the president of Selena's fan club. Mm. And then
her whole life.
Yeah, in 1994, a year before her death, Yolanda was promoted to manager of the singer's boutiques.
Oh yeah, because she opened her own fashion store, right? She was like,
yeah. Here's a question. Walter, what do we know about Planets Exalted? You brought this to my attention with a certain person whose chart ruler is exalted, who's a Libra rising, whose chart ruler is exalted in Pisces. And he sits up there and he drinks. And you said something to me about Venus being exalted in Pisces.
Sometimes they're not. Sometimes even the exalted planets are you know, not doing you well either.
Your downfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can't be your downfall.
What did you say? You could love something so much that you, like, you could eat yourself to death.
Yeah.
Right. D, you said her girl was her only friend and all that. She probably got close to her like her mother and started, you know. I wonder if she...
Yo, ask me who Yolanda's sign is.
Don't say Capricorn.
No, Virgo.
Ooh, which would be our eighth house, the house of death.
Are Virgos on the list of murders?
Yes.
The serial killers, yeah.
Yes.
And yeah. Pluto. She got Pluto and Virgo. She becomes eligible for parole in
so hey, in all actuality, Jupiter, think about it. Jupiter, the ruler of that. I was going to say, could that Yolanda lady have been Pisces, that Venus down there, right? Because I said the mom, right? So could the Yolanda girl have been like a mother figure and been that what you call it in Pisces? Venus in Pisces? Because being a day night bird, that Jupiter, or that lady could have been Jupiter up there. Because Jupiter's not working. Jupiter and Saturn's not working, trying to work for.
Well, who would you put as a fanatic? Because Yolanda started out as a fan, like a really big fan.
Well, it could be Jupiter up there next to Neptune.
Because Jupiter can be because a little
that,
like...
That, because that I put that in the 11th house.
And also Jupiter, Jupiter and Saturn energy can be a little like fanatic, right?
Well, and what does Jupiter like to do? Blow things out of proportion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could blow things up, you know? And then you put Neptune right there next to it, being blow things up, delusionally think you so... But then the dad supported that shit by appointing her to...
We're missing some pieces here also, because in her life she also had Chris was her bandmate and ended up being the guy she eloped with. I would also put Chris as her Jupiter. The reason why is because Yolanda to me gives me Pluto vibes. She if we look at this whole sign with what we would have Pluto in the eighth. She embezzled $60,000 and nobody really found out about it.
Then I could turn around and say Chris could actually be could Yolanda be Mercury or Chris be Mercury?
Well, Chris was portrayed as like
Or is Chris the sun? You was just saying wild child. Is he Aries? The sun, Aries sun?
But also Jupiter. I mean, Sag could be that too.
He was like the reckless bandmate, and her dad didn't like him because, like, him and the boys all trashed a hotel room, like, you know, like rockers. And he wasn't about to, like, he was new. He was new to the group at the time, and then they trashed a hotel room, and it, like, the dad never liked him. He had long hair and leather cutoffs and all this just rocker stuff.
Yeah, he was a classic bad boy. And she was super innocent.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that her being super innocent would point to her chart ruler being Saturn and Taurus.
Because, yeah, like a total prude and just.
Well, I know if I'm thinking tarot wise, tarot is the hero. Taurus is the hierophant and it's tradition. Old, you know, and she's more traditional. Yeah.
But they married in an untraditional way because they eloped and
her dad didn't approve though.
Would like, that be
that's other placements at?
Yeah, but would that be that Uranus in the tenth, Libra in the ninth?
Yeah, like doing things unconventionally when it comes to relationships.
Yeah. Or the North Node square to Saturn.
The North Node square to what?
The North Node square to Saturn.
Right. Her destiny did not match up with her, like, her traditions and her values, but it, like, just pushed her that way.
You know what stands out to me, Walter?
What?
She doesn't have any 22 degrees. In the chart,
but she got rising
she got
at
a
13.
Lot of 21s.
She got rising at 13. It's 13 and 22. Hmm? Kill or be killed.
Wait, 13 and 22.
What do you see? 13 and 22. She got rising. She's rising 13 degrees.
Yeah, but where's the 22?
She doesn't have 22.
Oh,
you're saying 22 degrees because of the theory, kill or be killed.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying 13 and 22?
Yeah. It's 13 degrees and 22 degrees.
Oh, all right. No, I thought it was just 22.
No. It's also, from what I remember, it's 13 degrees and 22. And also the 21st degree, he always puts it to Leo. He would put it to Leo. She's got 1, 2, 3, 4 placements in 21 degrees.
Hey. Now that I look at it, not only is that Mars pretty much doing a plying square to the sun, it's mm-hmm. actually trining Saturn.
Yeah, there's a grand trine.
Yeah, so that would also point to that. Hey, that would point to what you just said. On she was 23 on a 12th house perfection year, when boom, that trine hit that Saturn, and she is Saturn being that Saturn the chart ruler, and boom, that Mars and think about it, that Mars contacting that Saturn, that's malefic to malefic.
And also still to this day, like the Quintanilla family, like they have money. Cause her name is a global big. Name.
Yeah.
It is big. In fact, that
So wait. I'm gonna let you finish. So could she that even points to her being Saturn in Taurus, providing all the money for the family?
Mm. Yeah, her legacy lives on.
Well, like the family went.
Hey, what is Saturn? What is Saturn?
Legacy.
Father time living on.
Yeah, time.
Ooh.
Yeah, it lives on
through. Hey, living on through a Taurus thing, the throat.
Yeah.
Singing.
Singing, yeah.
Well, and also Venus is sextiling that Saturn. So like that money's coming in for a long, long time. Her fame, her fame probably got bigger after she died.
And you know what, Walter? My Virgo in me has to, you know, when I said she might have been gay, you ruled that out.
Because I know, already knew she was.
Yeah, but.
Girl, you cheating.
I kind of was right, though.
Next time, don't use your phone. This is just the chart.
Because you don't think that manager lady had romantic feelings toward her?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she did because she was such a, I mean, in the movie at least, like, she was such a fanatic.
She was obsessed.
She was obsessed with her. That's why I point out to her.
Okay. Wait. So could she have actually been mad that she married dude and had that relationship with
him? Maybe.
I think she was already married. I don't know.
I'm just trying to make myself right in some way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
This is a trial run. Need a redo.
Nah. Actually, I enjoyed this.
It's become the let's talk about Selena chart instead of let's guess who it is, you know? But it's fine. It's a trial run. There was someone else I wanted to pick more, but I was like, this is the first one, though.
Walter.
There's going to be bugs to work out.
I won't look next time.
Well, Walter, you know, she's good at what she does. So
you can use notes and that's it.
So wait. We got to bring this full circle.
All right. Okay, fine.
Did Walter do what that lady did?
What, threw me under the bus?
No.
What?
Jumping the gun?
No, what's the lady that went to court? What's her name?
Oh, shit, was that too soon?
What's her name? The lady that went to court.
Oh,
Evangeline Adams?
Yeah, did Walter just Evangeline Adams?
I don't think so, because she's like... Okay, so first, is fine to figure out how old she is, but I feel like you were Googling celebrities with Sun in Aries.
No. So I'll give you my process. Okay. I counted the degrees because I wanted to know around what date they were born. And then I knew that it was around Paul's year because I know Paul's chart and I know the placements were very similar.
That was evident in the beginning, yeah.
And then at the end, I went to fact check myself through the ephemeris. So I used the tools that I have at my disposal. And the ephemeris was right. The ephemeris looked exactly how that chart looked. And then fine, at the end I Googled celebrities born April, whatever. So yes, at the end I may have cheated.
So you cheated at the end. You cheated at the end.
Well, in court, Evangeline Adams did not have access to any of her tools, just the chart.
Also, Evangeline Adams probably only knew maybe 100 people at the time. You know how many people are on Earth? 8 billion.
Hold up. Did she say
he didn't guess his name or anything? She just said he'll be born under these conditions, he'll be like this, his personality will be so and so, and blah blah blah. He will die an early death.
Well, wait a minute.
Paul did it right though.
I didn't do none of that.
You did.
Didn't I say this person might be a singer? Didn't I say
you did a good job, Paul?
Might be with the family. I just didn't
I'm not mad at you.
I just didn't say this person might be murked. I did say this person was cute.
In film,
cute.
A singer.
And then I said she probably had nice legs.
Yeah.
And she connected with groups of people and was foreign.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm proud of you. You did a good job.
I said all that.
did a good job too until she busted out the celebrity Google search.
Hold on. You gave it away with the she.
Yeah, and even before recording this, I was like, I'm going to give it away. Well, I said she at one point, but then you already called me out, so I didn't really try to hide it or anything. I should have just stuck to he or she or they.
How about we do this? How about next time We have the audience. Send us a chart.
Well, how are we going to know who the hell that is?
We won't. Exactly. It makes it even better.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end, how the hell are we going to know?
I think next time Paul should pick the chart. Or maybe we'll have Rafiki pick the chart.
Or how about we just do? How about I do? At the end.
Who's Rafiki?
At the end.
He's not here. Oh my bad.
At the end, I do what I did today, and I go Inspector Gadget on you guys.
This ain't brain repair. This I am Astrology Reading Podcast. Yeah. We can figure that out. But actually, I did enjoy that.
No, that was very fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm sorry.
I spoiled the thing. My apologies. Well,
Everyone who knows me knows that, like, I'm a real stickler for the rules. I was like, follow the rules of the game. Everyone listening to this is gonna be like D and her rules.
Hey, would that be that stellium in Capricorn?
Yes, don't mess with my Capricorn stellium, bro.
100%, yo.
100%. Oh my god, babe, do not do that.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing this to us, D. I really enjoyed that. Any last words for the people, D?
Just I'd like to do this again sometimes. So maybe you can pick the chart, and me and Claudia can do it legitly.
Well, maybe tell you what, D. Maybe she could do the one next time, and then.
No, she's grounded. Paul gets to do the next one.
All right.
I won't say anything.
You want to tell them about your calendars and all that?
Yeah, if you want to follow along with some of the stuff that we're talking about, when all the planets move into each sign and go retrograde and stuff, my calendars are deeply discounted at the moment because the year is progressing. You can get them at dream-astrology.com. I do all the artwork and I put all the calendar. It's 100% me, and someone prints them out, but I do all the rest. Get them at dream-astrology.com.
All right, Walter.
I promise I won't spoil the next one.
this was a trial run, right? Like, yeah. This is the first time you play a new game. To be honest with you,
the people could just go back and rewind and see what, now that they know who it was, they can go rewind and see what I said.
Oh, wait, after I figured it out, you were on point with what you were saying.
Yeah, you were. Well, both of you were on point until you figured it out, Walter. Like, y'all were all, you were both right about, like, everything in some way, right?
All right. People can get in touch with you, Walter?
Yeah, just visit my website, waltervision.com, or send me an email.
All right. And I want to thank everybody for joining us for episode 53. Guess who it is? And we will have another installment of that coming soon. I want to thank... I want like y'all to like, share, subscribe to the show, like and share it with 2, 3, 4, 5 of your friends. I do have a new logo about to be unveiled. We'll have t-shirts and all that. Y'all can get in contact with me at iamastrologyreadings.com, iamastrologyreadings, Gmail, and the socials, same name. In this the same way. Know that self, balance your energy.
I started off with questions, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do? The question that the searching, you diving into seeking. Bro, fossil, I ain't leaking. These niggas get to tweaking. You don't be getting preaching. You don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you must believe. Now people don't deceive. These stars are Christmas Eve. It's from the start, that's why you trapped, you stuck, you can't leave. Way, man. You best be on your knees, confess your sins are moved. Don't have no question, have the face, you trust, you told the truth. You think you can't be slanted, you think it's just be planted. It's warfare, the bombs explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We hit the evolve, but any damn thing change.
I am a soldier.
Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.